How hard is it to walk off the field on a day where it seemed like everything was going your way and not get the win, Blake?
It's tough. I thought defense did a really good job, forced some turnovers, scored on special teams, just never could really do anything on offense. Scored a touchdown, had a couple good things going. Brought in a couple guys to play left guard. They got banged up. We had to make some adjustments in the game, with our game plan. I thought Nathaniel did a good job of that. But we were never really able to do anything.
Seemed like on a day that they didn't have Watt and Merciless, you'd be able to get something going. Clowney was kind of a one-man wrecking crew, wasn't it?
Yeah. We got to do a better job of taking care of that. And, whether it's finding different ways to attack him or just being better in the things we were doing, kind of let him, take control of that game a little bit.
I know you talk about every week, but 9 in a row now, a lot of opportunities today. Frustration level?
I think it's about as high as it can get. I don't know really for anybody in this locker room how much more frustrated you can be. You have all the opportunities in the world, chances in the fourth quarter to score. Just don't do it.
How frustrating is it for you guys where the lead that you had at one point, it's only the second time since you've been here, since Gus has been here, that the Jaguars have had even a 6-point lead over the Texans,
right?
And then to get that lead and see it kind of slip a little bit.
I think we got to continue to play. We kind of got like that basketball team that gets a lead and just stands at the 3-point line and passes the ball around and then hucks a three up as the play clock runs down. You can't do that. You got to stay aggressive. You got to continue to go make plays. You got to continue to take shots and continue to try and score points. You can't sit there and say, we got a lead, let's try and hang on to this thing and hopefully we win. You got to continue to go play and continue to go produce, and we didn't do that.
For all the injuries that Texans defense has had between J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, Kevin Johnson, Jonathan Joseph, can you speak to what you saw from some of the younger guys who stepped up today? Clowney, A.J. Boye, what did you see from them?
I think it's, the guys we knew were going to be good. Obviously, like you said, they had some key starters out and some big players out. But the guys they put out on the field are good players, and we knew that going into the game. We knew Clowney's a good player. He's playing at a high level right now. Same with Boye. It's just a lack of plays, a lack of everything.
Like, from your vantage point, how do you not get frustrated?
It's hard. You watch it, you go home, and then you got two more to get ready for. So you can't really soak over it long. Learn what you can from it. Try to do something about it.
You're just not going to win with 150 yards of offense
right? No, that's hard to do. Hard to do. So, like I said, you get a lead like that, the defense helps you out, the special teams help you out. You got to continue to go play. You got to continue to be aggressive. You got to continue, obviously you get a lead, you want to be able to run the ball and be effective there because you want the clock to keep running. But you got to throw it too, and you got to be successful there. You can't play the whole second half trying not to give away a lead. You got to just go win the game.